This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-8304, regarding Lynn, Lynn Fisher, Fisher. Date of birth is 3/10/1947. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Fisher with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was May 8th of this year. Since that time, he developed severe hypoglycemia with loss of consciousness, and he required 2 ER visits to Carson City. And at that time, they stopped his Lantus insulin and stopped the Actos. He's also lost 23 pounds over the last 7 months, mainly by following a very strict diabetic diet, also low-salt diet. And after he lost that much weight, he stopped wheezing and isn't short of breath anymore. So he's very happy about that. He's a little bit worried that he's not taking anything for diabetes at this point. But when they check blood sugars at home, they're ranging 120 to 140 in the morning, and they are not going over 200 when checked. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. The dyspnea on exertion is markedly improved, and he has none at rest, and the wheezing has resolved. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has nocturia up to 2 times a night. No edema, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. And medications, I want to highlight some new medications. Amlodipine is 5 milligrams daily. He takes iron, 325 milligrams daily. He takes sodium chloride sprays for allergy symptoms, 2 sprays to each nostril every 3 hours as needed. He's on Synthroid, cranberry tablets, low-dose aspirin daily, Lipitor. Zoloft is 25 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, and atenolol 50 milligrams twice a day. Physical exam, weight 166 pounds. Pulse is 82 and blood pressure is 104 over 70. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is slightly less obese, non-tender, and no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/9 of 24, and creatinine is 2.44. That is stable. His sodium is 141, potassium 5.2, carbon dioxide 24, calcium was 9.21, his glucose was 141. Estimated GFR is 26. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal. And let me see, that was 8.4. Albumin is 4.4. Hemoglobin 12.9, normal white count, normal platelets. Phosphorus 3.7. Intact parathyroid hormone 117.8. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. Slightly higher this month, but we ask him to continue getting labs every month at this point. 2, diabetic nephropathy with severe hypoglycemic episodes recently, requiring cessation of insulin and Actos. Currently, with all the weight loss he's had over 7 months, perhaps he won't need any more medication at this point, just close monitoring with blood sugars and A1C levels. But perhaps if the weight loss stops, a low-dose medication like Ozempic or Mounjaro, probably the very lowest dose possible, would be sufficient to manage his blood sugar and attain also protection for his heart and kidneys. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.